Right now, we are joined by Mr. Ryan Lancaster. Thank you very much for showing up here, Ryan. It was a bit of a journey for you to get here, stumble along.
I'm still sweating here in your office, and it's not just because you're interviewing me.
Ryan is doing something pretty epic. He's got a blog post up on a website called scalemylife.com, and you've been doing 12 challenges through the year, and the one this month is living on a really, really tight budget. So we'll tell you about that challenge in a second, but Ryan, why did you decide to do this Scale My Life thing, this 12 challenges?
Well, to be honest, Brad, I would just, at the end of last year, I was just feeling really unfulfilled, really underaccomplished. I had some good things in my life, but I just was tired of procrastinating my goals. When you're in school, you have these hard deadlines that you have to hit. Now, when I look at my life, I was tired of procrastinating my goals away. So I just said, enough is enough. I'm going to take back my life, and I'm going to do 12 lofty life goals in the next 12 months and give myself these hard one-month deadlines.
Fantastic. And for our Q listeners out there, this is something to be inspired by. Ryan learned how to do a blog post, create a website, scalemylife.com. Now, that was the first challenge. Then you had a meal thing going on. And now, what is the challenge this month, Ryan?
So I'm attempting to do a budget challenge for a few reasons. One, I suck at budgeting terribly, and I think most people at my age do. So I gave myself again that lofty challenge of $250 to live off for the entire month.
That include rent as well, or anything?
No, I mean, like, so this is all my quote unquote variable costs, right?
Okay.
So it would be food, gas, entertainment, booze, you name it.
Wow.
That's not a hard cost, but it essentially works out to about $8 a day.
And what have you learned from doing that? And one of the challenges, your bike, you have to go by bike, and your bike broke down today. What have you learned, like, overall? What have you experienced?
So, I mean, the biggest thing, basically, I mean, again, because I had never experienced this level of commitment before, it was, kind of failing my way through this in the beginning and now finding success. The biggest thing has been planning. If I don't plan my month, if I don't know where every single penny and dollar and meal is coming from, then I'm setting myself up for failure, right? So, and then, you know, the other thing that I've learned is as I've been exploring this kind of food scarcity issue, I realized that I'm not the only person that lives, like, I'm just visiting in this world, and there's a lot of people that that live on less than $250 a month, and they don't have an option to go back to their regular lives because it's their everyday life. So I've been exploring, I went and met a wonderful lady at the food bank and did an interview there, and just, you know, getting to know some of the incredible people that are trying to build their lives themselves and are doing a really incredible job of keeping their lives together on way less than even I'm living on right now.
That's fantastic. Super inspiring. And you've got more info up on the blog, don't you, at scalemylife.com?
That's correct. Facebook.com/scalemylife.
All right. So follow Ryan. He's got some life lessons for you. And if you're like me, you can certainly lose some help with the budgeting. And you got to hear his story. He's going to write that up about the bike breaking down and just all the unsuspected challenges that have happened to him. Ryan, well done to you, sir. Keep it up.
Thanks, buddy.